So it's really great to be here and to see this room really full. How many were here for this event, this panel, 1 year ago? This same kind of panel with many of us on it. And you know, it was a very different world a year ago. And there was so much hope and energy and effort that was being put into the Democratic Party. No offense, but there was a great, there was a great hope out there that the Democratic Party was finally going to do it for us. And some of us did not share that point of view. That's what that panel was about a year ago. And as we approached this date, Linda and I sort of said, you know, how can we let this day come again and not take a look back and not think about, did we learn anything from that experience? Yes, it's very important that we respect each other. It's very important that we be kind with each other. But it's also very important that we recognize that the clock is ticking. And this is kind of a Hail Mary moment right now. What we went through with Bernie Sanders, many people went through with Barack Obama. Many people went through with Dennis Kucinich. Many people went through with Jesse Jackson. Many people went through with the realignment campaign. Anybody old enough to remember the realignment campaign in the 1960s, which was where labor and the civil rights movement, two incredibly powerful movements of our time, focused their energy, their efforts, their infrastructure on reforming the Democratic Party and creating a social democratic type Democratic Party. And you know what floundered, what that movement floundered on? The war in Vietnam, because if you were not a supporter of the war in Vietnam, you did not have the credibility to actually critique the Democratic Party. So here we are with fascism rising up a lot of places, very much in response to the neoliberalism brought to us particularly by the Clintons and the Democratic Party, also by the Republicans, but you know, it was Bill Clinton who deregulated Wall Street. It was Barack Obama who bailed it out to the tune of trillions of dollars while allowing Main Street to basically collapse. We are really at the end of the road on the environment. I was reminded today of a study that came out several months ago from the World Wildlife Fund that half of the world's wildlife is gone. Half is gone just since 1970. You can imagine what it was going back a century. You know, we really are at the Hail Mary moment here, and we can't keep doing what we've been doing on nuclear weapons. You know, we are perhaps at one of the most dangerous moments ever, where the Russians are moving their mobile intermediate range missiles with nuclear capacity up to the border because they've been surrounded by our missiles and our nuclear weapons over the past many decades, and NATO for that matter, which promised it would not move one inch to the east of Germany at the time of German reunification. And the Russians, as you may remember from your history, have been invaded a few times, lost, you know, just a staggering number of people with the invasion of the Germans and from Napoleon before that. So the Russians get a little bit defensive about being surrounded by missiles and nuclear warheads. And here we are, you know, in the midst of a new, a new neo-McCarthyism, a new Red Scare, a new Russia baiting. What do we hear constantly out of Rachel Maddow and MSNBC? How the Russians are responsible for basically all the evils of the world. And, you know, this is not to say that the Russians are the good guys in white hats. You know, hardly. But rather that we are making a beeline here towards oblivion, including with our nuclear weapons. And if we were engaging in Syria, as Hillary Clinton, for example, wanted us to do with a no-fly zone and be shooting down Russian airplanes, you know, would we even be here today? I don't know. Trump is horrific. And right now I am being misquoted all over the place by MSNBC. I don't know if anybody's seeing these tweets and Rachel Maddow's ravings. But, you know, I am being said to be responsible, actually, for all of this. Really, and I am so honored to be considered that powerful. Well, you're not kidding. And in fact, I now have an invitation to go on to CNN and defend myself tomorrow night. So finally, I get to shout back. You know, but it's been incredible. The nuclear issue is really serious. It cannot be overstated. And you know, that nuclear clock is like 2 minutes from midnight right now. According to Mikhail Gorbachev, you know, the last leader of the Soviet Union, we are at the most dangerous nuclear moment ever. And again, on climate, Jim Hansen, the foremost climate scientist probably in the world, who has never been wrong yet, is saying that it could be as soon as 2060. Got that? Not a century from now, not 1,000 years from now, but as soon as 2060. Not 2 feet of sea level rise, but 10, 20, or 30 feet of sea level rise at the rate that the ice sheets are collapsing. So, you know, in my view, Donald Trump is not the one to be afraid of, nor is Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, or Hillary Clinton for that matter. What we have to be afraid of is not standing up and taking our destiny back into our own hands, because we are the only ones who will save us. And I think in the same way you can say kindly and gently to a friend who is trapped in an abusive personal relationship that we got a problem here with the Democratic Party. And that this faith in the Democratic Party, the defense of the Democratic Party, is really contrary to a reality check. And that was what we had in mind when we talked, at least what I had in mind, when we thought about calling this a reality check. A reality check about where do we stand in terms of our survival, in terms of fascism, the hope that democracy will survive, that our planet will survive, that our economy will survive, that racial justice will somehow, you know, be resurrected out of our prison system, and out of our drug wars, and out of the battered economies of the African American communities, not just in this country, but all around the world. You know, we've got a critical problem here. And we're not gonna get out of here by running through the same paces. And for those who continue to put their hope and faith in the Democratic Party, I think, you know, in the same way, if you had a friend in an abusive relationship and their life is at risk, it's really important. You owe it to them to at least have a gentle discussion. And you know, you can't take people where they're not gonna go, but you do owe them an honest discussion and just an honest sharing. And I think any accounting of the facts here is that we can't keep doing what we've been doing. And I think that means, you know, that doesn't make it easy. It's not easy to develop a new political party. And let me say that, you know, the Green Party I see as sort of the foundation because it is a national party. If you have not been involved in establishing a new national party, then you have a very rude awakening about what it is like to establish a new political party in the context of 21st century America. Everything is tilted against you. It is not easy, but we do have a very hard-won foundation, which is open. It's open for joining, for discussion, even for, you know, a new name if we had to entertain. I find so often this boils down to the name because our agendas have actually converged. And this has been really clear over the last, I'd say 5 years, that our agendas have come together. We've been working together with the other socialist, progressive, peace and freedom parties. And it's hard to find the difference in terms of our agendas. There may be small differences about strategy and tactics, but those get smaller by the day. So I think this is a really good news story that we have a springboard, we really have a perfect storm, and in fact, we really have no alternative. That is the only way forward in which we are going to get out of here alive. And it's happening much faster than any of us would have dreamed, for better and for worse. And I think Donald Trump, you know, in an odd and ironic way, Donald Trump is sort of the silver lining that makes us see, as Chris was saying, he is the symptom, he is not the disease, he is the product. Remember, most people who voted for Donald Trump were not voting for him. This was shown by many studies. They weren't for him, they were against what the Democrats have to offer, which tells us more of the neoliberal agenda. And we saw, both by the sabotage of Bernie Sanders, we saw by what happened at the DNC, where the reform agenda was beaten back. The ban on corporate funding was defeated, where Keith Ellison was defeated because Barack Obama created a candidate to oppose him and to push him back. And then, if that wasn't enough, then the California Democratic Party, like 3 weeks ago, also defeated their progressive reform candidate in the one state that really had the best organized progressive movement within the Democratic Party. How much longer are we going to wait? We got 2 feet over the cliff. We are in a free fall. If we get out and we organize in a social movement as well as in a political movement, we can take our future back. We can create an America and a world that works for all of us, that puts people, planet, and peace over profit. We have the power to create that world. If we don't do it, no one will. I hope you will be a part of that fight. Thank you.